For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi Adams.
Father, we thank you for everyone that is about to listen, as many that are taking action to start grace, supernatural ability. Let the anointing of God rest upon it. Let the anointing of God rest upon the messages in the name of Jesus. Let the anointing of God rest upon the messages in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the hand of God and the finger of God rest upon the messages in the name of Jesus. May it begin to spread like wildfire. May people listen to it. May they listen to it. May they listen to it. In the name of Jesus, may your power and your grace, your wisdom and your grace, your anointing rest upon it. Let it fly on the wings of the Spirit. Let it fly on the wings of the Spirit. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. That song, it will work. I don't know. The song is very powerful. Can we sing it?
Mama, sing. It will work. Love God in your hand. In your hand. By my side. Mama, say. It will work. It will work. Lord, we need. Lord, we need.
Father, we thank you, Lord. By ourselves, Lord, the vision you gave us will not work. The destiny you promised us by ourselves, it no, it will not work. Lord, we need your help. We need your help to become all you have destined us to become. Father, help us. Help us, oh God. Help us. We acknowledge publicly that we need your help. Help us, oh God. Grant us strength. Supernaturally, Lord, we receive help from you. Thank you, Lord, for your ability. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for what you are doing. We give you all the praise. For in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So today is the first Wednesday. I've even forgotten that this is the first Wednesday of May. Praise God. Hallelujah. Where if an encounter in the name. Matthew 5 from verse 10 to 11. Matthew chapter 5 from verse 10 to 11. Hallelujah. It says, blessed are they, or blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Verse 11, blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you totally for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted the prophet which were before you. Hallelujah. We'll be looking at the beatitude that's beat persecution today. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 9 verse 4. Persecution. Acts 9 4. Acts of the Apostles. Apostles chapter 9 verse 4. And he fell on the earth and had a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, when persecutors doubt me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Studying the word of God, I have seen that actually most times what I taught and what I've been taught about persecution is actually not the Bible way. Hallelujah. And then when we look at it, I believe God will give us understanding. Praise God. Now, what is persecution generally? Persecution means falsehood or undeserved maltreatment. It means falsehood, to be treated falsely, to be treated with an undeserved maltreatment. Even prisoners that are maltreated, so that is, you can say they deserve it in court. But generally, persecution is undeserved maltreatment. And then persecution means injustice towards someone because of Christ and the kingdom. Injustice towards someone because of Christ and the kingdom. Injustice towards Christ, towards someone because of Christ and the kingdom. Blessed are they which have persecuted you for my sake because of Christ and the kingdom. And then you can also mean aggressive and injurious behavior, or a behavior that has injury, carried out in a hostile in an antagonistic way toward a believer. An aggressive and an injurious behavior carried out in a hostile or an antagonistic spirit toward believers. Hallelujah. So generally, persecution means when you are being maltreated, when you are being done injustice. You deserve it, but you are being denied because you are a Christian. The central point is because of Christ and because of the gospel. Hallelujah. So there are basic thing about persecution I want to understand is anyone that is a believer should expect to be persecuted. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everyone that is a believer should expect it. What this will do to you is when you expect something, when it comes, you will not be shocked. Hallelujah. The effect will be less. So like when you are preparing for rainy season, when the rain comes, you have dug your gutters, you have dug all the channels. When the water comes, it will not have effect on you. I don't know if you understand me, guys. So the effect will be less. So Bible says, Matthew chapter 5 verse 11, those that work for righteousness will be persecuted. John 15 verse 20, you should expect persecution. Every believer that is truly living for Christ should expect to be persecuted. Hallelujah. But then what is that persecution? John 15 verse 20, it says, remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted Jesus speaking, they will also what? Persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will also. So if Jesus was persecuted, God gave us a promise, we will be persecuted. But then what is persecution? Hallelujah. Number two thing I want to understand before we continue is living a godly life naturally attracts persecution. 2 Timothy 3 verse 12, the Bible says, he that will live godly in this life will suffer persecution. So living a godly life, a righteous life, a holy life, because if you look for somebody's trouble, you'll be persecuted for the fact that you are righteous. Hallelujah. Let's organize this bribe in the office. You are not interested. They'll start persecuting you. Let's lie. You want to, they just want to, because you are not part and parcel of their life, you'll be persecuted. You'll be called all manner of names. Church brother, they'll be called a pastor, you'll be called Sister Mary. Just because you decided to live a righteous life, they'll persecute you for that. Number three, I want to understand is this is very, very important. And when God told me, it helped me. Is there is always a thin line between persecution and abuse. There is a thin line between persecution and abuse. God said we should accept persecution, but he never said we should accept abuse. Is that true? There is a thin line, and I will explain. John 16 verse 2, and then Ephesians 4:18. There is a line, just like there is a line between confidence and arrogance. Somebody can be very confident, hallelujah, and then somebody can be arrogant, thinking he's just being confident. I don't know if you're saying me now. Confidence and arrogance are two different things. There is a line between being confident and just being arrogant. Then there is a line between persecution and abuse. John 16 verse 2. The difference is one, ignorance. That is not the difference. Somebody persecute you, like I've said it, John 16 verse 2. They shall put you, now, these things have I spoken unto you from verse 1, that you should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogue. Yea, a time cometh that whosoever that kills you will think that he doeth God's service. That is in his mind,
what I am doing is service to God. That means he's been deceived. Is that correct? Ephesians 4:8, the Bible says, who our understanding had been darkened. Paul thought that he was doing God's service by persecuting the apostles and the church. That's what the Bible says. Because he said, I thought I was serving God with zeal. So when somebody is persecuting people, a sign that it's persecution is that he doesn't know that what he's doing is evil. I don't understand me now. The day that the person knows that what I'm doing is evil and I'm doing it against the Christians, that abuse has been in the foreign world. Pastors, I've listened to T.D. Jakes preaching and several sermon preaching about how a woman or a man can legally leave his marriage in a situation of abuse. You are constantly physically abused. You are almost dying. You are being physically abused. Like, stay in that kind of hostile and toxic environment, it will kill you. And in the foreign world, they advise that people leave their marriages. I know you are aware of that. Is that correct? Yes. So, there is a line between persecution and abuse. Then the Bible says we should take persecution. But when we are being abused, that is a different line. We need to take our stance. Are we together? And I believe today we'll understand why it's different. Number four, when we are being punished for doing something that is wrong, it's not called persecution, it's called discipline. Hallelujah. As a Christian, you went to the bank and stole, or a Christian, you did something that is wrong and the government is punishing you. And because the person is an unbeliever, say he's persecuting me. That's not persecution. Praise God. Is that not true? Guys, that's not you are being punished, you are being disciplined. You are being disciplined. So persecution, when you are being punished for doing something wrong, the Bible says, blessed are you when you are being persecuted for doing nothing for the sake of the gospel. You didn't do anything wrong. But when you do something wrong, you imprisoned a lady, or you slapped somebody, or you spoke when you're not supposed to speak, or you insulted the president and are being jailed. Hallelujah. It's not persecution, it's discipline. Hallelujah. Now, higher level of height in the Christian realm attracts higher level of persecution. The higher you go with Christ, the higher you'll be persecuted. The more you grow. You see, nobody's talking much about me now, because I am almost insignificant to the body. Hallelujah. I'm talking about in terms of impact. But everything you go on news, you hear about that they're boy, Bishop Boye Depo. Somebody's talking about them. Somebody sees something against them. How together? So the higher we grow, the higher you go, the more important you become in the kingdom, the higher level. So if you are not being persecuted, it's because you are not important. Because the more important you become, you will be persecuted. If you begin to sing and your songs begin to go far, people begin to persecute you. They don't like to say, I've heard people say, Kev Franklin doesn't even know how to sing. He doesn't sing, he only talk. You see? It's because of his level. I don't like the way Solomon Lange is singing. He's always singing. Because he's a level. The higher you go, the more your persecution level. Hallelujah. Praise God. So let's understand that the higher you go, the higher our persecution. And then Mark chapter 10 verse 30. I want us to read that scripture. Mark 10 verse 30. Most of the time I was taught this, and I always thought it was like that. Mark 10:30. Persecution is not the same as poverty. Hallelujah. The fact that you are poor doesn't mean you decided to become poor because you're being persecuted. I remember when I had Apostle Johnson Suleiman. He said that he had had many principals say that when I was working with the government, I didn't steal money. That's why I retired broke. He said that's a lie. Say that because you are righteous doesn't mean you retire broke. Hallelujah. I don't understand me now. Many people give the reason for their poverty because of Christianity. And he said that is not correct. Mark 10 verse 13. Let's start from verse 9. And Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you, there is no man that had left house, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or land for my sake, and the gospel. But he shall receive 100-fold now in this time. Houses, brethren, and sisters, and mothers, and children, and land with persecutions. Are we seeing it? And the word of God. What the Bible is saying is that they will be talking against you, but you will come out of your own house and with your own car. Do you understand? Yes. You will have land, but they will be persecuting you. That doesn't mean you will be broke because they are persecuting you. No. He said that you will have houses, wealth, and then with persecution. That doesn't, you will be persecuted, but you are coming out of your own house.
You are coming out of your own car.
Are we together? Prosperity is not a sign that you are not being persecuted. Hallelujah. And poverty is not also a sign that you are being persecuted. So let's understand that persecution is not synonymous to poverty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, you are easily a prone and a candidate for abuse once you are poor. You are easily a candidate for abuse once you are poor. They can sue a small pastor, confiscate his church, but you cannot do that kind of thing to Bishop Oyedepo. I don't know if you understand me, guys. You can't. They have the lawyer, they have the backup, international and national communication, that it cannot happen. So the poorer you are, the easy. So what are the reasons why Christians are being persecuted? The Lord told me this. Number one is hatred for light. Christians are being persecuted because of the hatred for light. People, John chapter 3, verse 20 to 21. And then John chapter 15 from verse 18 to 21. Please, let's just read. I want us to read this text. John 3, 20 to 21. And John 15, 18 to 21. John 3, 20 to 21. And then John 15, 18 to 21. The Bible speaking says, "For everyone that doeth evil hateth light, neither cometh to the light, lest this should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh what? The light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God." John 15, 18. John 15, 18. John chapter 15, from verse 18 to 21. It says, "If the world hates you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hated you. Remember the word I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will also keep your own saying. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not." So because there is light in us, hallelujah, Bible says, Matthew 5 verse 16, "Let your light so shine before men that they see me your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." Once they see your light, they begin to hate you just for doing, I don't know, this, when I saw this, it blew my mind that people can just hate you for being good. Hallelujah. That I know, I've heard it several times, that you don't have to look for trouble. The fact that you're good, people will hate you. How do you get that? For the fact that the light in us, the fact that you're not fornicating like others, people will hate you and want to persecute you. How do you get that? The fact that you're sharing the light, we will be persecuted. The second thing is because Christians are living in the truth. In the truth of the gospel. Galatians chapter 5 verse 11 and 6 from verse 12 to 13. Christians are living in the truth of the gospel. So people hate us because we are living in the truth and the reality. The word of God says, marry one wife. That is what the word of God says. Hallelujah. And because we are living by that, the world of people of polygamy will hate us. The Bible says, "A man will leave his father and be joined to his wife, and they shall be man and woman, male and female." People that believe in gay hate us because of that. How do you get that? Come on, how do you get that, guys? The Bible says, "Children, obey your parents, discipline, morality, and decency." But people that want to live against that will hate us for preaching that. So we are being persecuted just because of these things. Hallelujah. Because we are living in the truth of the gospel. Number three, why we are being persecuted is because Christianity is against the evil nature and the lifestyle of the fallen man under satanic influence. John 8:44 and then John 8:36. Because Christianity is against the fallen man, the lifestyle of the Christian life is naturally against the fallen man. "You are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar
and a father of it. Are we together? A folly, the folly man has a nature. John 18:36. And Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then will my servant fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now it's my kingdom, not from hence. Hallelujah.
Do you know that, guys? If a father has a child that always go to church and spend 4 hours, 3 hours in church, the people will complain that he spent too much time in church. But people will not complain that he spent 4 hours, or people that will not complain, or people that sin, that spend double of that hour in the world, they will never complain about them. Is it true? They don't, people will not complain that he went to training and then he spent, no, they will not complain, because the natural man craves for pleasure. Hallelujah. Crave for satisfaction. If you pray for 2 hours, people are saying you are spending too much time in service, or you are doing too, you are spending. Do you know during the conference, I think none of the service was up to 3 hours. That is, the first one was the one that we offered today. It was almost 3 hours. All the rest were 2 hours, 2 hours, 30 minutes. And people think myself, I was so sticky, I was so afraid that people would say, that is a whole conference. Because if you spend a little time, people will complain. It's because of the natural man. But let's say we are in a life. I remember when Two Face came to Kogi State. It was over 6 hours. People were there 2 hours before the service, struggling to enter. And then I just sang for 15 minutes, and then they left me there, and then they left. 6 hours, something like that. When they're leaving, people said, no, 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 no. And 70-80% are believers. And these are guys, when we are in their church, the pastor do something small. It's overshooting, it's overshooting. There's another, because it's a natural life. So we are being persecuted just because our naturally people don't like these things of God. The natural man doesn't like it. Natural man doesn't like worship. Hallelujah. Doesn't like worship. That is why your natural ear can learn a secular song easily. But if it's a gospel song, it will not learn it. Because it is natural. Hallelujah. So we are being persecuted because of the Christianity's life is against the fallen man. And then finally, the reason why we are being persecuted is because of ignorance. John 23:27. Many people don't even know what they are doing. Many people don't know. So we are being persecuted because of the light in us. People see our light and their darkness repels us, and they hate us for that. Number two is living in the truth of the gospel. For the fact we are living the truth of the gospel, people hate us. Number three is because Christianity is against the nation of the fallen man. Number four is ignorance. And then number five is satanic forces are fighting the church and fighting us. Hallelujah. They are fighting us. It is said that if Islam should face the persecution that Christianity has faced, you know that it will cease to exist. I don't think there's a religion that will survive what Christianity has done. Not religion, not one. If this guy will face hard work, Christianity has survived all manner. All manner. What is it in China? I read of a story yesterday. A man of God in that God chest, I see the story in that book. The man of God said there's no whole services, no whole services in China. The man was holding service. They came and then confiscated the whole members. Asked them to urinate in a bowl. Everybody must urinate. All of them urinate. You know what they did? They drowned the pastor inside the urine to death. The next Sunday, the church doubled. Yes. Another one in Russia, the pastor was sitting and then they have done everything to stop them. The pastor had a 3 year or 4 year old child. The Russian army entered, it was an upstairs story building. Entered and picked the baby and threw the baby through the window. The baby landed and died. The man continued preaching. The wife stood up, went and carried the dead child, came back and sat down, and they continued with their service. Imagine what kind of people will not survive those kind of things. And I say the history says that the man called a meeting, and then over 400,000 or 400 people, after that kind of stand, people bubblingly came out. Is there any religion that they will bring out the father and the mother and open lions physically? Hallelujah. The devil has fought us north, right, and center. On the news is Christianity everywhere. When you open CBC, I think it's one of the Christian channels, you hear people talk about Islam. But CNN, Al Jazeera, BBC, Everywhere is Antichrist. Everywhere, Antichrist. Why? Because the devil and every religion is fighting against us. They don't have problem with Islam. Doesn't have problem with Hinduism. Even if their Hinduism is little, they don't have problem with all those kind of. They don't have problem. Their basic problem is Christianity. All of them, their problem is Christianity. Hallelujah. So we are being persecuted because of that. Now, what are the ways that we are being persecuted? What are the ways that Christians are being persecuted? Number one is violence. Violence means exertion of torture and murder. Acts chapter 9 verse 4. And then Acts 24 from verse 9 to 13. Say you will be afflicted. Afflicted. Violence. Hallelujah. And you know when you read about church histories, there is a book I wish all of us can read, The Tortured for Christ. When I read that book, I cried. I cried. They would write their names with hot paper. All of them. They would open male and female, grown up, they are naked, sleeping in the midst of animals for saying you are a Christian. The man is Richard Wombrand, and then the wife wrote her own book also. I forgot the title. Her name is Sabina Wombrand. You will almost not believe that these are human beings that could treat people like that. Violence, physical violence. Hallelujah. They can slap a pastor anywhere. They can just look at what happened in Abuja 2 years ago, 2 years or 3 years ago. The woman was evangelizing in the morning. They came out and killed her publicly. Until today, no arrest. The guy that was arrested escaped. You heard the story of a redeemed woman that was preaching in Abuja. They came and killed her. No arrest whatsoever. The guy that was arrested after 1 week or 2 weeks was released. Because it's a church. Churches have been bombed and the guys were arrested. And what they did was they give them a rehabilitation and amnesty and they were released. American government don't negotiate with terrorists. Do you know that? Once you're a terrorist, if you like, hold somebody and put their gun on his head and they bring a guy you leave, they don't listen to you. They don't. It's a law. They don't negotiate with terrorists, no matter who you are. Once they cite you, they shoot dead. They don't negotiate. Hallelujah. So, Christian violence, all manner of violence. They will enter a church and then, in this lockdown we have, many churches have been abused, but I traveled in this lockdown to Abuja, to the north. I saw people in the mosques calling prayer as if nothing was happening. I saw it in Abuja. They were having their market. You know market dates? Around April 12, 13, 14. Remember when I traveled home? That was in the center of Corona. These guys were having activity as if nothing existed. As if nothing existed. But any person that dares it, it's under chain. So, violence, physical violence, all manner of physical abuse. Hallelujah. Number two is verbal abuse. Matthew chapter 5 from verse 10 to 12. The Bible says, the word revile. Whosoever that shall revile and speak again. What do you mean of the word revile? I said the word of dictionary is me speaking abusive words or negative words. Is that correct? I read of the governor of my state. I said it one of these days. That he tweeted that Jesus lay with Mary Magdalene. Yes. The governor of Kaduna State now, this year, 2020, wrote a paper. He wrote in 2013. You dare say that kind of thing about your religion, you are dead. They verbally insult our men of God and clergy. They say it openly. There's nothing you can do. You people are idiots. How can you treat your pastors like that? How all these people are fools. All these people are doomed. Have you heard them say these kind of things before? They public verbally say it. Verbally insult elders like Adeboye. I have listened to one political guy from Bayelsa calling out the Adeboye by name. I would say that he is deceiving people in Redeem. The children of the father of Redeem should come and collect their children. Even though the man would do this kind of thing, insulting him for what did Adeboye said? Say believers should vote a party that will not suffocate them or cause them to hunger. That is what he said. And what do you expect him to say to his children? Will you expect him to say you vote somebody that will kill you? That is an advice. Verbally insult him. They insult people that they cannot even talk with them on a normal day. Hallelujah. So they insult them verbally. Is all our women are prostitutes. Our ladies are this. I am from the north. HIV is higher in the north. Do you know that? Yes. Higher. If you want to say promiscuity or I don't know. But people, I was in my school that time, 15 minutes. In the other campus, they used to catch a guy under hijab. Yes, there are not once, not twice, yes, stories like that. For the publicly, yes. So it's not as if their ladies are not loose. Wearing those things, I have seen some wear, and then there is expo under. And carry, you know, expo, they carry under. There's nothing that we are doing that they are not doing. There's nothing. There's nothing that our Christian ladies, but they insult our ladies. Olamide sang a song. He's a Muslim, right? See Mary, see Jesus. You know that song? You know that song? Yes. They sing song publicly. Oh, I read one comment of a guy. He said that Christians are fools. The guy is a Muslim. The Christian that if a Christian sing half of this thing, he's dead in Nigeria. Yeah, you can't even dare it. Even comedians, they talk and make jokes of Jesus Christ and the disciples publicly about rapture. Is that true? They insult the body, insult everybody, and most of them are Christians in court. They dare not use the other side for their joke. They dare not. I read from a verifiable source. A verifiable source. But the reason why the Senate stopped Nigeria beauty contest was, in fact, the source was very authentic. That one of the contests, when in this 90 something, I can't remember the year now, the lady walked up and then was displaying her femininity. Then one of the commentators said that even if their prophet is here, he will pick this lady. That was when they started debating it on the Senate. They picked it up in the Senate that they cannot continue. How will you say something like that? That was how they stopped beauty pages in Nigeria. Yes. But they can verbally abuse us and say anything, and you cannot talk. Insult the religion, insult the church, insult can insult everybody. Hallelujah. But we did that revive. Anybody with an English dictionary here? Anybody with English dictionary? Nobody with dictionary in your phone? Hallelujah. I want to check. Revive means negative, to speak negative and insult somebody. Hallelujah. Let me read Matthew chapter 5, and verse 11. Blessed are you when men shall revile and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely. Hallelujah. Revile and say all manner of evil against you falsely. Hallelujah. So that is one of the ways I've been persecuted. Violence, physical violence. Second is what? I'm coming. Let me read it on the mic. It means to attack somebody with what? Abusive language. Can you see that? To reproach. Another meaning is reproach. So they will revile you for nothing sake. Hallelujah. Right? That's another way. Number three. Another way we are being persecuted is by silent actions. Or silence content. Silence. John chapter 9 from verse 20 to 31. When Jesus Christ healed one of the man from the gate, they asked his parents, "Is this your son? Can you tell us what he was healed?" The parent refused to answer because he said that anybody that answer will be removed from the synagogue. What I mean by silent treatment is they know that these people are suffering or something negative is happening now. They turn an eye as if they don't see what is happening there. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand? Let's say we know that the people in Basa are Christians. And then there is a religious order that broke up there, and they know that the Christians are suffering. You just turn an eye. I think you are not aware of what is happening. I think you are not aware that Christians are in jail. You are not aware that so and so is happening. You are not aware of so and so is happening. They remain quiet once it is a Christian plea. Once a Christian lay a complaint, they keep quiet. They don't even answer. They give this silence treatment. How do you get that? That is a way of persecuting you. Okay, you see, the Christian issue, you report as a Christian issue, you just keep quiet. But what the issue, they mobilize. When Corona issue was discovered in Kano State, the owner of BUA Cement, don't want to mention his name, deployed 25 Hilux and 5 ambulances to Kano. All manner of things there. All together. And because it is, but it is a Christian, they just turn an eye as if they don't see. Even though all these natural resources are national property. I don't understand me now. So they don't give a silent issue. Once it's a Christian, in my place where I come from, what is happening is, all the while, as I grow up, there have been a series of religious fight. The only thing that used to happen is a religious fight. Even if they fight inside as a religious fight, they will convert it to a religion fight. So what used to happen is, it's like they have a connection to the armies or something like that. They will just start in 10, 15 minutes. They have scattered and burned properties of Christians. You understand me now? And then in 15 minutes, armies and soldiers, it's like they just give them time. Do it in 15 minutes and we'll come in. Because they know that in 15 minutes, one Christian are there and they're stopping. They're just in the circle. They will wipe out. So in 15 minutes, soldiers will just come in and they surround them. And then you cannot touch them. You understand me now? That is what has been happening over and over and over and over and over again. Then there was a time that Christians were tired. They did not start it, the Christians started it. So this one, they had no pre-arrangement. They went and it was deadly. Yes. So silence treatment. Like you see somebody, it's just like you are passing. Like the man that was passing on the road and saw a dead person and just passed quietly. You understand me now? Like you saw somebody being robbed on the road and then you pretend as if you didn't see that robbery. Or you saw somebody being raped and then you just pass as if. So that is what the government officials are doing in the church. There was something happening to us and because the church is just keep quiet. That is a way of persecution. Violently, verbally, and by silent treatment. What you give and complain, and because you're a church, they will not even attend to it. Hallelujah. File it in the court. File it in the Senate. They will not attend to it. You can give your court, you can take your case to a court and say, a land of the church has been confiscated. They will not even treat the issue in court. They may not even mention the issue until 7 years later. I didn't understand me at all. Why are you not acquainted with these things? Yes. Don't they put next to issue in court? The pastor. But what it is their issue or something like that, they can raise. There is a man called El Zagzaki. You know the man that was arrested unjustly? I read his video. I watched the video. Not that I read. You know, in law, a document is not an authentic source of a proof. Because documents can be forged. Is it true? Voice recordings can be forged. Is it true? Yes. Somebody can talk like me and then they can record what I'm saying and then use somebody's voice and technology can match his voice like, so that when the person is talking, it will be exactly like me. So audio is not an authentic source of information in this century. The authentic, most authentic is a video with a live recording. That one cannot be fake. There's no way you can fake a live video as of today. So I watched the video when he was taken to India for his eye surgery. Said that he's better in Nigeria. He said that he's not in any court, that he lives close to the house of one of a former president or former governor, that he's doing well in Nigeria. But people parade the road and then everywhere is scattered. You cannot move again. Well, because their religion leader is being taken. But once it is a Christian that was arrested, they will not even talk. The government, Senate will bring up his issue over and over again. But once in a Christian situation, I can remember many Christians that were confiscated. The government said nothing. Remember when Honorable Pastor Biodu Vayibodu Ibo, I'm sorry I'm mentioning names, he's paining me that he was arrested and then for nothing. It was against the law. Altogether, I know many people that were, Pastor, I've just heard that they were arrested against the law and they were kept there for this. But you can't do that to the clergy. Even the clergy that was said to be evil was not in jail. Never been. Just under house arrest. Another way they persecute us is by intimidation, threat, imprisonment. Hallelujah. In Acts chapter 4 from verse 21 and then 39, the disciples were threatened. Speak no more of his name or in this name. Hallelujah. Speak no more in this name. No longer say something like that. That was what they wanted to do when they wanted to bring that social bill. Hallelujah. You know that social bill that banned public communication? Like public, you cannot say anything anytime. Even though there is a positive side to that bill, in the sense that people carry negative and fake news. Is that true? But the another side, people can no longer say, Bishop, when they will say that He has never seen this this level of insanity, that you are doing something that is wrong. Nobody can say that you are doing something that is wrong. So they intimidate you and give you threat. You do this, XYZ will happen. You do this, XYZ will happen. Hallelujah. So they persecute us through violence, verbal abuses, silence treatment, and then intimidations and threats. Hallelujah. But we are overcomers in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, how do you handle persecution? Number one is expect to be persecuted. Expect it. Expect it. It will definitely come. Like I said in the introduction, when you are rising, expect to be persecution. Sorry. Expect to be persecuted. Expect it. Expect it. Once you expect to be persecuted, one is come, you'll be able to handle it. Hallelujah. Expect it. If you don't want to be persecuted, never go for stardom. But the he that will live righteous in this world will be persecuted. You know, people that will have, low self-esteem. Once they dress in a particular way and their friend begin to talk about them, they'll go back and tell, you watch the movie of Ben Carson, Gifted Hands? You watch the movie? Like, his elder brother was called, what is the name of his elder brother? I can't remember. And but the elder brother was angry because his friend, we are talking about the way he was dressing, and then he wanted to dress like them. Altogether, wanted to dress like them. But if you expect that, if you are righteous, and then you dress decently, people will talk about you. So when you expect it, when you dress and come out and they begin to talk, you are expecting it before, the effect will be less on you. Are we together, guys? Together. When you are preaching holiness, you expect to be persecuted. So when it comes, you were expecting it before, the effect will be lower. So expect persecution. Expect it. If they persecuted Jesus, they were persecuted. Number one way to handle persecution is love and trust God. Number two, sorry, love and trust God for help. Psalm 56 verse 11. Somebody, Psalm 56 verse 11. Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. So, Psalm 56 verse 11. Anybody there? How to handle persecution is love and trust God for help. In God do I put my trust. In God I trust. Yes. I will not be afraid. What can man do unto me? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's trust God for help. I read in the archive of history when Peter was being crucified alongside his wife. Yes. Apostle Peter, he was crucified alongside his wife. It was said that in ancient stories, like people of the writings of people like Thomas, and like when Peter was crucified, he was telling his wife, don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. He was cheering her. I read the story of Russian people that were being persecuted. The temperature was negative something. You understand me now? Negative something. So they stripped them naked and then they put them in cold water. The right opposite them was hot fire, a blanket, and food. A true life story. They said that if you leave this cold and deny Jesus Christ, cook the fire, begin to eat, and then they promise them XYZ. So, number one, they were there cold, holding the hands of each other. Don't. Then one of them will die. The chief atheist, that means the commanding officer that was sent to carry that out, God opened his eyes. And he was saying that as somebody dies, strange beings from heaven were coming and putting a crown and carrying him. He doesn't understand what was that. But it was glorious. Listen to your attention. Once somebody died, the people appear, take the person, put him in glory. Once somebody died, that will happen. One of them was tired. Remember it was something and then ran out of the water. Then the chief atheist that was sent to persecute them removed his clothes and then came and took them, and he was the one that died. Yes. Terrible, because the truth is, man of God, guys, when you see pains, it's difficult to hold to your convictions. Understand what it means. Like from a player, I have seen situations where a whole church would be surrounded, and then here you are, you know, gun dead is different from knife. They will kill you like a chicken. Yes. We have seen things when they're not. Imagine the way a knife will be entering you gradually, the pain, the blood. Imagine you are seeing it done to somebody, the psychological effect. From that person, there are people that escape it, most of them, it take time before they recover. After they line you up, kill this person, slaughtering like chickens and blood running away. That's what happens. Say Jesus is not Lord and you are free. Oh, many people, it's not easy. This thing happens, but not practically. Whole trucks are running, nobody is going out, set fire, and everybody died. Imagine smoke. And then imagine inhaling the smoke. Imagine the whole of the smell of the choke of it. Imagine when you die, when you're about to die, CO2, when you combine with your blood, you call hemoglobin, for it affects your hemoglobin, and then your white process begin to, what's the name of those things, process? It degenerates, and then your breathing change. Your red blood cells dies. And then your breathing changes. And then imagine wood falling on you, the fire, and then it begins to burn your body, and you are roasted like chicken. Don't think about that graphic picture of reality. All you do is say, I don't agree, and you step out. So it's not easy to survive when you face real persecution. It's not easy. So we must ask for God's help. Praise God. I watched a video of Apostle John Suleiman in the case of Stephanie when he was being persecuted about that lies about that lady. I watched one of his videos. When I saw the way he was talking, I knew this thing affected him. Innocently, that you sleep with somebody you don't even know. Hallelujah. I don't know. That time was when he was speaking about the church, about the killings in the north. And they wanted to set him up. All he needed to do was to keep quiet. But he said, I will not keep quiet. I will keep talking for the church. You know, it's not easy, guys. It's not easy. So we must ask God for help and real help. Real help. Number two, how do you survive persecution? Draw strength and intimacy through the word of God and prayer. You can become stronger the more you pray. Bible says, Romans 10:17, faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. The more you pray, the more your strength. In Acts chapter 4 verse 23, down to that one, when the disciples were being threatened, the Bible said that they went to their own company and prayed, and then strength and boldness came to them. Is that what the Bible says? So the more you pray, the bolder you become. The bolder you become. And the more you study. Nowadays, I've been on the book of Psalms. Sometimes when I read what Psalms say, I would not be afraid of 10,000 people that comes against me. So no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I will look up to the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord who maketh the heaven and the earth. He said, I'm blessed in my going out, and say, nothing shall by any means harm me. Another good kind of statement. As you read it, it does something to your mind that there's nothing God cannot do. You read Psalms 91, 1,000 will fall by my side, 10,000 by my right hand side, it will not come near me. The Lord only with my eyes will have behold and will see the rewards of the wicked. So I have to study this kind of thing in the midst of persecution. Your resilience and your confidence remains with God. Hallelujah. And I believe God will help us all in the name of Jesus Christ. So draw strength. Draw strength. Hallelujah. Number fourth way to survive or handle persecution is choose your company rightly. Choose your company. Bible speaking in Acts 4:23. The Bible says they returned to their company. They returned. Hebrews chapter 10 from verse 23 to 25. Choose your company. Choose the people that are around your life. Hallelujah. It is said that in the ancient day, when they were persecuting and killing people, their friends will be saying, don't give up. Don't give up. They will be calling their names. There are people that they have found. They will be encouraging the next person not to give up. Don't give up. Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for it is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. 25 says what? Not forsake, yes sir, the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but what? Exhorting one another,
and so much the more as you see the day approaching. That means have friends that can encourage you. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Praise God. Like the story I gave us. I remember the story of this John. Many of these stories are coming to my head of people in the midst of persecutions. And they encourage each other. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Praise God. Hold on. So have those kind of companies that you want to give up, they will say, no, no, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. You want to give up. In the journey of life, we need people like that, even in our destiny. When you want to give up, you say, just hold on, hold on. We need people like this, praise God. We need people that will encourage you. Need people that will encourage you. Don't give up. And then finally, is remember faithful examples and future reward. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 10 from verse 32-34, so we are being surrounded by what? A cloud of witnesses. You remember that scripture? Remember that scripture? So we are surrounded by a cloud of witnesses. There's nothing that they will do to us that they have not done to them. Hallelujah. Many people have seen wicked persecutions. Wicked persecution. Who was the apostle that was flayed by a knife? Who was the apostle? Is it Thomas? Yes, it's Thomas in India. Is it Sabin? Thomas, is it Sabin? No, it was Thomas that was flayed. Like, you know the way you have prepared chicken before. After boiling water, you put the chicken and then remove the chicken and you are removing his leg. Isn't that, that kind of thing? So imagine holding a knife and peeling. Oh, have you ever peeled yam? You know the way they peel yam? That was the way he was flayed to death. Just imagine it. Pa, 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 like that till death. Who was the one that was dragged on the floor till he died? Is it James? Was dragged, and he was tied to a horse and dragged. Imagine his head bashing the stones. Imagine his body bashing the stones till he died. They carried John and threw him to a hot boiling cauldron. You felt the way small oil touch when you are frying something. Imagine a mass, even though he didn't die like that, God delivered him. Hallelujah. But just imagine the experience. Some of them were crucified upside down. Yeah, I didn't think they nailed before. And that would be the hell sustaining your whole weight. Imagine a nail passing through this point. This anvil from this point comes out. Imagine the pain. The same nail will enter this other leg, come out, enter the wood, and you remain there. Just think about the pain. Yes. Why is the way that some of them are stoned to death? Carry stone. They will stone different part of the body till you die. You. Bring a human being and put them in a colosseum. Release lions. And then people are laughing and cheering as lions are devouring them. Taba. Taba. When you think about guys like that, it will hold you to hold on. Remember in the conference I told you that there's a reward of people that survive extra persecutions. Yes. Their rewards are not the same. Their rewards are not the same. You are a Christian, you refuse to deny yourself. Oh, and you are pregnant. They tear you alive, oh. Not that they give you anesthesia, like anesthetic, to make you not feel the pain. Tear your belly, remove the child. And sometimes they don't die instantly. Huh. All you need to do is say, I am no longer a Christian, and you'll be spared. But those guys went through it. Went through it. Remove their fingers. Remove their eyeballs. Remove their tongues. Hallelujah. All the things I'm saying, they happened. Really, really happening. Really happening. You need to get that book to talk about God. You read about story, you never think that it's possible. How can a human being, you know that it's not a human being. It's a demon in them. Height of punishment. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. So when you remember guys like that, you know that it is worth it. It is worth it. It is worth it.
The benefit is that the persecution have a glorious reward in the future. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 17. And then another thing that the persecution does is persecution makes the church stronger. Did you hear what I said? Persecution makes the church stronger. Till today I've heard comments from world presidents and leaders. They say that they don't understand Christians. If you want us to double persecutors, it makes us stronger. Stronger. We often come out better, more dedicated and more committed. Praise God. Persecution makes the church stronger. When the church was persecuted in Jerusalem, that was when they began to spray. Three of us. That's when they began to spray. That was why Thomas came to India. That was why. That was why they came to Africa. When they begin to persecute the church, we grow. I listened to the testimony of the son of Daddy Adeboye. You know he's his PA. Do you know that? The son of Daddy Adeboye is his personal PA. I read his comment when he said that when these people started talking about tithing of the church, that the tithe of redeem multiplied by 300%. 300%. Yes. So when is the one talking, you know that it's an authentic source of information. Yes, he said that the tithe of redeem that month or that year multiplied by 300%. If those guys are thinking by talking, you'll stop the church from paying. You know that you're actually crying out the revival from people. People that were not paying before. As some of us begin to talk and explain it now, I went to one worship and wonders night, live worship and wonders night by Dr. Poinache. The topic of after praise and worship, the number one observe is praise and worship. Testimony, special ministrations, word, and then ministration. That's the normal program or order of service. But that service, the one that the point they did, after praise and worship, the next thing was word. He came up so that people will hear him before they start sleeping. I'm telling you, around 10 or 11, you know, by 12, they are preaching, some of them are sleeping. He didn't wait for testimony. After praise and worship, he came up with the word. And the topic was tight. That was the topic. He preached for almost 2 hours, 30 minutes. Explaining tight, 2 hours. I was there. Not that I was told. Yes. So people that were not before began stronger. So persecution bring out the best in the church. Begin to persecute, we begin to pray more. Hope you know that. We begin to pray more. It is the prayer of the church that kills somebody like the president that is sending money to Nigeria now from the grave. You know the president? Yes. It was the prayer of the church. The man was killing every pastor to the point he said that they had camp meeting in Abuja and they gave him the mic to pray. So that when he held the mic, he said, Father Lord, let the wind that parted the Red Sea separate this man from the throne. So that was the prayer point he said. That was it. 7 days later, the man was dead. Many people pray, and that is in the church. We wouldn't have prayed about him if he was not looking for our trouble. But look for our trouble, you are dead. We will begin to pray the more. We will begin to fast. We just will begin to call on God. God answer us. And then God will answer. So persecution brings out the best in us. Just like the way, fire. Bring out the best out of diamond and gold. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. And then persecution strengthens our convictions. If what I believe is not important, so why did it stop me like that? Hallelujah. Strengthens our conviction. Praise God. The church will work stronger. But the blessed are they that are persecuted. But the wisdom is know the difference between persecution and what? Abuse. Know the difference. Know when you are being persecuted and when you are unjustly abused. It is a different thing. See guys. The difference is when you are being abused, you are in a line. You were on your queue. Somebody just came from nowhere and just shunted from nowhere. Nobody didn't mean to shunt, just shunted and just entered your front. In the situation where you can stop him, you are permitted to stop him. Okay, Yeah, you can stop the person. Doesn't mean you are not a fool. Praise God. To the point they say that when Peter removed his knife and removed the knife of the ear of Malchus, right? Said Jesus did not throw the knife away. Jesus said, keep it. Maybe you need it later. He said, keep it, hallelujah. Yes, you must keep it, hallelujah. Praise God. There are times you need to answer. Because if people like Bishop Oyedepo didn't speak for the church and Judge Suleiman, we would have been far gone. If this guy didn't stand up and talk for us, yes, we would have been far behind. When they started saying churches should be tight and then churches should do this, churches, no church is about to do this, no church is permitted to do this, we would have been, if these people did not talk, God raised people like that for us. Those of us that cannot talk, God raised them and then gave them, connected them to the people of power and authority. Hallelujah. Authority. So the persecution is good, but there's even between persecution and abuse, but we should expect it, hallelujah, and then be sensitive to discern that this one is persecution, hallelujah. What is persecution? Just take it with pleasure, because it's for your promotion and for your lifting, hallelujah. It's for your promotion and for your lifting. The Bible says when David was anointed king of Israel, then the Philistines came to look for him. You see me now? When David was not anointed, they were not looking for him. But the moment he was anointed, the Bible says the Philistines came to look for him. So expect the persecution. So Apostle Joshua Selman is being persecuted. People talk about him. I read online, one guy was talking about him. I said, see this guy. You don't even know Selman. You don't know him. The reason people are talking about it is because of his level of impact. I've listened to people insulting Ayoreme and saying all manner of things. See, all manner. The reason why you're talking about it is because of his level of impact. So the more we grow in life, expect it. Unless you don't want to be grow. Hallelujah. If you want to grow, expect people to talk about you. But then be able to learn to handle it. As a matter of fact, one of the ways that Pastor Chris, because he's one of the most criticized pastors of God, man of God in Nigeria. Is it true? One of the most criticized. I was listening to you, but Angel, I said that. Ask him a question. Say that, how do you handle people that did this to you? See that Pastor Chris just smiled. He didn't answer him. So how do you do this? He said he just smiled. So the answer is silence. That is the best way to reply your critic. Keep quiet. So the man said, keep producing the result consistently. Just keep quiet. Ignore them. Because people will talk. They will. Answering them is giving them a level of importance. Altogether, once you answer them, you are giving them a level of importance. Why are you preaching about holiness? Is it holiness? And I come out to explain myself. It's not about holiness, but you are going to don't you? As you are answering, what you are answering with, they will have a point to talk again. The person just keep quiet. Ignore them. And when you ignore them, it pains them the more. Exactly. It pains them the more. Yes. We will survive, and we have survived as we are in now, we will survive in the name of Jesus Christ. The church will never go down. It makes us stronger, stronger and stronger. Stronger and stronger. I used to hear people, Pastor David Ibiemi, always after his service, people coming for service being harassed and molested after the service. But the next service, they will still come. They will still come. They will still come. The cultists will be tired. That one in a virgin, they don't know. We will never give up. Never. Never. Let them put bazooka bombs on the road. People will, they will find a way to escape and still go there. That's for you. No matter how you do, there are places that people will go. When there was bomb blast, you are thinking people will not go to church. Is that what you are thinking? But people flooded the auditorium. In fact, they ran them all. So persecution will never stop us. Hallelujah. Persecution will never stop us. So the places that are persecuted, if you are persecuted, take it. If you are not, prepare for it. Expect it. Get ready for it. Are you together? Get ready for it, and I believe God will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, I want us to use 3 minutes to pray for people that are being persecuted all over the world, and say, Father Lord, and intercede, and say, Father Lord, wherever they are, may the grace of God be available for them. Can we open our mind and begin to pray in the Spirit? Man, take a break, shata. Father, in the name of Jesus. Let us brother mandaka brother gadi. Somebody that is at the verge of giving up, in the name of Jesus, they will not give up.
Somebody on the verge of giving up. Lord, they will not give up. Somebody on the verge of giving in. They will not give in. Somebody in the verge of disappointment will not be disappointed. In the name of Jesus. Makete brati galabradis. Rabalanda gabraga da shanga landa gabraga da regede belende zila da gabraga da. Can we pray for people that are being persecuted? They will not give up. 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 In the name of Jesus. Mambra shaka baraga da braga da laga braga da yaga laga da braga da landa ga braga dia reke te belende zilanda ga braga da laga shaga laga ga braga da yaga laga braga da laga da braga da laga da braga da laga da braga da laga da braga dia reke te belende ga da braga da laga 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 da braga Mende lege de brege de manduru bugadosha Brele ba shata malanda kabraga da le braga da brege de lege de riga da balanda gada braga da laga da braga da La baraga da balaga da raga da balaga da raga da balaga da rege de belega da raga de balana gadia Manda barada balada gada braga da laga da brege de rege de malada gada braga da laga da brega da laga da brega da laga di Shala malanda braga ba shata braga da balana shala da gada brega de lege de brega Father, grace for us in the name of Jesus. Grace for them in the name of Jesus. Grace in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Can we pray for ourselves and say, Father Lord, you know what we face in the future. Please prepare us before time. Prepare us. Grant us the grace to be prepared before time. In the name of Jesus. Mante kabalana shaka baladia. Balante kete rekete balano sobrega de lende kabranaga. Father Lord, prepare us before time. Ntele roboho shaka balaya. Baragada bragada lagadish. Ikele mondo sobrene mende gede brene melende gedi baranash. Brete kede brega de regede balanash. La bagaragada balagada yagada lagada baragada balagada. Kele mondo sobrene me, kele mondo sobredi, le bruda bohoshada. Maga baragada balagada ragada balagada yagada baragada balagada yagada balagada yagadi. Shamalanda gabaragada balagada yagada balagada. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father Lord, we thank you for your help. For you said that we should rejoice when we are being persecuted. And you taught us what persecution is. Why are we being persecuted? Ways why we are being persecuted. Help us and grant us a grace to be able to know the ways and we have taught on how to handle it. Grant us a grace. We pray for as many as go through persecution. May your grace and your ability be available for them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for your power at work in our lives. In Jesus' precious name we pray.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.